Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Steve DelBianco is with us, folks. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 10 years now as a member of our Brain Trust. He's VP of Corporate Affairs at the Association for Competitive Technology, also Executive Director of NetChoice, and one of our good friends, Steve DelBianco. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Folks, There are things that you and I use every day. You know, we turn our electricity on and we never think about the person who makes sure it's there. We turn our water on, we don't think about the people who are at the water department. You know, we don't think about them who are making good, should we get good clean water. When we turn our computers on and here comes the internet and it's beautiful and we can do all this stuff and all this, you know, we have all this freedom and liberty to use this as we want. We don't think about, one, who's been responsible for all that, and also, is any of that ever at risk? And there's somebody out there every day who's checking to make sure that you and I continue to have that capability, that access to the internet the way we do. And that's one of those guys is Steve DelBianco. Steve, you've been working really hard. You've been giving us reports over the years on what ICANN, the people who manage the domain names and basically the business of the internet, you've been keeping up with what they've been doing, and there have been some threats and some assaults, and I'd like for you to give us an update on where things are right now.
Sure, Jim. Represent American businesses at a place called ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. That's a long acronym, but they're basically in charge of the domain name system, that giant database in the sky.
Like smallbusinessadvocate.com or ActOnline or joesbeerjoint.com, whatever.
That's right. So this database converts those words, those domain names that you just mentioned, and converts them into the numbers that the internet needs to route your email or your pages all around the world to get to the right place. So it converts names to numbers. So we call it the domain name system. And it's managed by a nonprofit group that the U.S. government set up about 10 years ago called ICANN. And most of your listeners know that the websites they go to and the email addresses they use typically end in things like .com and .net and .org, maybe .gov, .edu, .us, .uk. Those are called top-level domains because they're at the far right edge or the top right level of the tree. But ICANN has a plan to open that up to basically anyone who wants to create their own top-level domain. And they're on a full steam ahead plan to do that. And
wow.
I'm among many folks who are a little concerned that ICANN has got all the details right, and we're a little concerned about the impact on end users and small businesses of a world where you can't just assume that on the side of your truck it's going to say, stevesdrycleaner.com. It may be steves.drycleaner, right?
Huh.
And
yeah,
exactly. So there's a lot of new branding that may have to be done, a lot of maybe confusion, and you won't necessarily assume something's going to be in the .com, so you'll have to use search engines.
Yeah,
this process will launch sometime in the first quarter.
And they're going to do this.
2011.
They're planning on doing this.
Full steam ahead. And the
why are they doing this? Is this to open up new domain opportunities?
They have an excuse and they have pressure to do it. The excuse is that when we set up ICANN 10 years ago, we told it one of its missions was to create more choice and competition in top level domains.
Yeah.
And it's done a few fits and starts over the last 10 years. How many of you even knew we had a .travel top-level domain? Well,
yeah.
Not too many people. There's a .museum, but not too many people use the .mobi. So a few of them have started and haven't done very well. So what they've decided to do is to just throw the spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks. And there's been a lot of pressure from businesses that want to launch a top-level domain called, say, .web or .bank.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them are going to try to do something really innovative around their top-level domain.
Or I could do one for me, .genius. I could do something like that, right?
.genius, exactly. And
yeah.
You know what you could do under their plan? You could charge whatever you wanted. For
right.
People that bought Jim.genius, Steve.genius.
Well,
but
they
of course
would,
you'd be able to charge.
And of course they would, too.
Of course you would. And you know what else, too? Everybody who has a top-level domain, from Coca-Cola, IBM, Microsoft, all of them would have to buy their name, Microsoft.genius, right, from you. Because if they didn't buy
mean I could actually own that domain?
If you're going to manage, if you put in a bid to run .genius, and you determine the pricing to charge, and you can charge more for Microsoft.genius than you do for SteveDelBianco.genius. Completely within your control.
Very
and companies
interesting.
Like Microsoft.
And this is going to roll out next year?
That's right.
Well, you're going to have to come.
Confusion.
Thanks for introducing us to this and telling us where things are going. We need you to come back another day, and when this gets a little farther along, and give us a little. Can it be stopped, or is this a fait accompli?
I think it cannot be stopped, but we can manage it. We can manage it to minimize the impact on end users and small businesses when it comes to having to do defensive registrations,
right?
Or basically sell your soul to the search engines, because that's the only way people will ever find you.
We've got a lot more to talk about, and we're going to move on, but we'll get you to come back now that we've introduced this to us. You'll come back another day and help us with that part of it as this thing evolves. 20 till the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.